In this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to get real with you about some of the things that make me want to quit. Let's cue that intro and get this show started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's me, Rachel. So I want to record this episode to be real in a moment of whoa. One of those moments where, honestly, I want to quit. Because these feelings come up for a lot of people, and I feel like most of the time no one shares when they're going through these moments, and I think that that's why it's really important that right now I share this. Right now, I want to quit because I realize I can't do everything all the time and do it well. I'm realizing that I don't always slow down to nail my marketing, and that drives me crazy. And it makes me want to just quit and give up. I realize that the visions that I have for building a huge business are so big that it's going to take a lot of intentionality. It's going to take a lot of hiring. It's going to take a lot of leverage. It's going to take a lot of discipline. And sometimes that makes me want to just give up. I just recorded a YouTube video with my husband, Paul, and it was awesome. And he rocked it. But when I recorded from a side profile, and all I could see was all my flaws. I didn't have a full face of makeup. I had big puffy bags under my eyes. That made me want to give up. I opened up my Instagram and saw a bunch of comments that were really, 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 really cruel. And that made me want to give up. And even as I share some of these things, so much is being made clear to me. I don't feel like I'm rocking it at everything. I feel like sometimes I only rock at one thing at a time. And that makes me want to give up. I wish I could be rocking it everywhere. I wish I could have a content team of 60 people, and the fact that I don't makes me want to give up. I want to give up when I compare myself to other people who have been doing this twice as long as me. I want to give up when I see someone who just jumped onto the scene and they're already crushing it. That makes me want to give up. I want to give up when I put out something that I think is awesome that gets absolutely no traction. I want to give up when I get rejection letters. I get a lot of rejection letters. I get a lot of people. In fact, just the other day, I pitched consulting to someone who said, I want this more than anything. I want your consulting. He was qualified in every way. And instead of saying that he couldn't afford it, he told me all the reasons why he didn't think I would be a good consultant. And then quietly slipped in that he couldn't afford it, that he thought it was gonna be a lot cheaper. But instead of owning that, he felt the need to try to like hack my knees out so maybe I would lower my prices. And for a second, that made me wanna give up. But right now, as I'm saying all of this, you guys, like, I just have to be honest. Knowing that other people have felt the same way, you might be listening to this episode saying, oh my gosh, I didn't know that other people felt this way. I didn't know that Rachel felt this way. I didn't know that influencers or celebrities or business owners or anyone like that ever felt this way. Knowing that this here, showing up in realness, showing up, putting that YouTube video out, securing more clients, pitching more people, it's really about putting yourself out there despite all of the things that make you want to give up. Knowing that millions of and maybe even billions of other people have felt the same way or have felt similar feelings, knowing that I can show up imperfectly, I can show up as a real human with insecurities, without a perfect face of makeup, without having to go get a bunch of work done to feel like I'm ready for a video, showing up even when things aren't pretty, showing up even when doubt is in my mind, showing up even when other people feel the need to try to cut my knees out and remind me that I'm not good enough according to their standards, when other people nag, when people feel the need to try to take you down. Those are exactly the reasons why you have to still show up. You have to keep going. There is somebody Maybe it's past you. Maybe it's future you. Maybe it's your kids. Maybe it's your nieces and nephews. Maybe it's someone who looks just like you that needs to see that it's possible. Maybe there's someone with a stretched out stomach who needs to see that stretched out stomach on Instagram, even if it doesn't go viral, because they need to know that they're not alone. Maybe there's someone who doesn't feel like they're rocking in every part of their lives that is a mom of three or of five or of seven kids who needs to know it's possible to also build a business. Maybe there is someone who won't go after their dreams unless they see you showing them that it's possible, leading by example. It is on days like this where I feel like giving up. These days remind me of all the reasons why I'm going to keep going. And I think that's all I have to say. I'll catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets.